Nav. Nav. Acknowledge alarm in silence. Nav. Display subsystem overview. Subsystem overview, please display. Nothing. We hit something. Pressure steady. We aren't venting air. Nav, activate survey drones, groups 3 and 4. Full external. Ship scan, please. Sorry for the rude awakening. We were hit by something. Every ship system is showing green, but I'm doing a visual scan just to be sure. There's definitely something damaged out there. We'll have to wait for the scan to finish. Oh, what a way to wake up. Hi. Since we're both awake, let's do another full medical scan. Where did I put it? We'll have to do here, on your wrist, please. What happened? Let's make this tighter. We'll have to wait for the scans, but I mean, like, we obviously hit something. Or something hit us. It kind of felt towards the front of the ship, maybe. Oh, what happened to you? Oh, figuring that out too. Alright. Looks like a warning. Let's put the scanner back on your forehead. I'm gonna touch your face. My hands are cold. I'm sorry. Okay, well, it looks like we know the cause, at least. It's what I thought. It was a blood clot. Likely a partial block in a blood vessel somewhere that came dislodged and ended up in your brain, which caused a stroke. But the autodoc was able to break it up, and it looks like he had a seizure anyways. Nothing I tried was able to normalize the activity. Your brain was like a lightning storm. There must have been more damage that didn't show up in the scans. I know, right? I thought it was all top-of-line equipment, too. But it looks like they gave me a shitty neural scanner, or a super old one or something. I guess they figured I'd never need it, since it's something you don't really, or you can't really use on yourself. I was reading the manual for this one. It looks like it only scans up to 3 centimeters, so if there's anything beyond that, we don't know if you have any more damage. But I mean, the fact that you woke up after 3 days without any major effects, that's a real mystery. I can't explain it. Hell, just waking up from cryo without significant brain damage is rare. That's why they gave up on cryopods decades ago. They never really solved the problem of ice crystals. Not completely. They rupture blood vessels and break cell walls. I know you can't see it being blind and all, but most of your skin is still a little bit bruised. It was purple when I found you, and I think having the rest has helped, but now you're more green and yellow. That part doesn't worry me so much. I kind of knew that would happen, with all those capillaries getting damaged, particularly, like, on the surface of your skin. It just looks like one giant bruise while you heal. It's a damage on the inside that's so deadly and hard to detect. Your brain seems to be more resilient than normal. Engineering is eager to tear apart that cryopod and figure out why it works so well, but I'm convinced there's nothing really special about it. I think it's you that's special. Sorry, I'm making things awkward again, aren't I? What do you mean? My hands are hot? That's weird. I'm usually always cold. Where is the... I just had it. Where did I put it? You're right. I do have a fever. Actually, that makes sense. We're both carriers for pathogens that the other has no immunity for. You've been hooked up to that autodoc, which keeps any infection from taking hold. It makes sense why I would be the one to get sick. Must be something really vigorous to spread with just skin-to-skin contact. I'll check myself over later. The ship is number one priority. Really hope. Speaking of which, I'll be right back. Nav show summary report. Pull the one up from last week. Overlay and highlight discrepancies, please. I knew there had to be something. How are we missing a chunk of shielding? Nav, recall drones. Ugh, I feel so cold. I'm gonna get in the cabinet right beside you. Do you want one too? Thankfully, there's nothing for us to worry about. The shielding did its job, it just has to be replaced when we get to a hangar or dry dock. I'm shivering, holy crap. Alright, let's see what the doc says about you. Says you're perfectly healthy, but of course, we know not to trust it anymore. What? You're trying to order me to do a health check? Who's captain of the ship? You can't order me around. But you're right, we should probably switch spots. Here, scooch. Before I forget, though, I should probably give you some freedom. While you were unconscious, I was getting really anxious, so I came up with some projects to work on and keep myself occupied. So I How do I explain it? We had some spare drone parts and a bunch of logic parts that I could program, and I put them around the ship. They're pretty versatile things. Lots of simple sensors, built-in batteries, easy to program. And anyways, I linked them all together to the computer to activate them by voice. So, all they can do right now is make noise and detect touch. But since the computer already knows your voice, should be good to go. allow me to demonstrate. Nav, locate shower. Yeah. So, you can just follow the sound. When you get to it, just tap on it to shut it off. I put it right by the door. There's more, by the kitchen, the cockpit, laundry machine. Though, you only have one set of clothes, so, yeah, we'll have to figure that one out. But there's 15 sensors in all, I think. That way you can move around the ship on your own without having to see anything. Oh my goodness, I am cold. Yeah, go ahead. I'll be here. I'll be here warming up. I'll lay down and let the dock do its thing. Yeah, go ahead. I'll probably end up falling asleep here anyways. Good morning. I guess. No, you're fine. Thanks for waking me. I'll go check that message. Oh shit. That was from Anson, my boss. The port authority on Luna's denying our request to land. They say that we're a threat to public health. Ugh, the problem is, I think they're right. I know I'm obviously sick and I'll hopefully recover in a few days, but I mean, if I just happen to not react as much as maybe some other people might, and I, like, what if this mutates, right? If it gets out to other Lunarians, it could be really bad. I mean, we could be responsible for a lot of deaths, potentially, and I don't want that on my conscience, let alone my record. He also said that they looked over the autodoc records I sent yesterday. Technically, I mean, it says you were sick. Multiple infections from me. Sorry. The food, the ship. But, it's all things that the autodoc had treatments for. And there was a list of complicated names for viruses and germs that I can pronounce and still can't pronounce just thinking about it. Let's just say it was a lot of really shitty stuff that you were thankfully not too sick from. The doc was able to supply the antibodies you needed to keep anything from really affecting you. It won't work for me because germs you're carrying won't be in the computer. I have to get better the old-fashioned way. Hydration, rest, whatever meds the doc hits me with, probably something for my fever. So basically, the docking managers don't want to be blamed for anything that could happen. They suggest that we apply to land on Earth. But I doubt that would be any better. I do have an idea. Brooks HQ on the moon has its own landing bays. So I put in a request that that they empty one out for us. They can just keep it in a vacuum, and it would be the perfect quarantine. The Port Authority has no jurisdiction there, and the council will agree, I'm sure, that a vacuum isolation is ideal. We'll just have to give blood samples and get supplies by leaving them in the ship's airlock. They can send a drone or something, or someone in a suit to do a swap by hand. It'll be far more convenient than if we're in orbit trying to swap supplies by shuttle and running out of fuel and, logistics, right? Can I have your blanket? thank you. On top of that, this ship is too small for Habering or any other artificial gravity. Once we're in orbit, we'll have no thrust keeping us down, and that means we're stuck in zero-G indefinitely. Luna's weak gravity is far better than that. Zero-G is fun, but gravity is so much better. Yeah, that's right. I mentioned that too. Once we can get some blood and skin samples from you to the medical center on Luna, they can start designing treatments for your eyesight and nerve damage. I don't know if it's something that can be done here once we land, or if they'll have to put you in a suit and take you to the main hospital. For now, I'm gonna take a shower. I feel really cold and stuffy and dry and, like, sinusy and all that stuff. Hopefully hot water will help. Feel free to grab some food while you're up. Every packet on the left side in the kitchen is ready to eat. You can scan the barcode and Nav can read it out to you if you want. There's some water, too. I can make you some tea or coffee if you want before I shower. Yeah, me too. Water's just more satisfying, you know? Anyways, you're on your own for a few. I need to warm up. I feel so much better. You know, I just realized that I'm standing here talking to you, drying off so I can get dressed. But if I didn't, would you even know? I mean, like, I could be walking around naked for the rest of the trip. Relax, I'm getting getting dressed now. No need to blush. I just thought it was funny. I'm not a nudist. I'm just more comfortable in a flight suit. Even more good news, I can smell again. I didn't realize I had been losing it until I started smelling the soap in the shower. Okay. Confession time. And please don't take this the wrong way, but I really, really like the way you smell. Yeah. Is that weird? Especially your hair. While you're recovering, I tried to sleep in my own sleeping bag, but I kept getting up to check on you, and I just got so tired that I fell asleep beside you, and I guess, I don't know if it's instinctively, but your hair just smells really nice, like, it's really comforting. Even now, I'm still drawn to you. I can smell myself, I smell clean, but you smell, I don't know, I can't explain it. Is that okay with you? How about this? Judging from that smile, you approve. No, not yet. I'm not quite ready. Just lay back. Let me take care of you. You smell really good. Now just lay back. Enjoy yourself. Captain's orders. Yeah, I agree. We might be stuck in quarantine for a while together. We can use the time to solve this new mystery I discovered. Yeah, I just discovered it. I have a question that I have to know the answer to. Which is better, the way you smell or the way you taste? I'll need your help to gather more data. No, the only thing I want from you right now is to be close to me. I'm a sucker for cuddles, what can I say? Well, since I'm here, I can turn the auto dock back on. Here, tilt your head down. No, it's not an excuse just to sniff your hair. Hold still. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.